Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Wouldn't it be great to just travel around the country for about a year, loaded with terrific gear and a great friend, going to parks and backcountry, meeting people and telling them about your great adventures? That's what Backpacker Magazine's Road Team is doing. When we return, a visit with Eric and Laura Poole, who are out helping thousands of people get out more into the wild. When we return on the Wildside News.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
And welcome to the continuation of our summer kickoff show. This is really fun. Hey, Backpacker Magazine is the premier magazine for backpackers. Their website is well worth visiting at www.backpacker.com. When you want to know the who, what, where, when, and how of backpacking, it's the place to go. Well, this is their fourth year of bringing all this information up close and personal through their traveling road team. And each year they send out their ambassadors in a car laden with the latest gear to get people excited and informed about hiking and camping. I want to welcome this year's road team to the Wildside News, Eric and Laura Poole. Welcome to the Wildside News.
Hi, thanks for having us on this morning.
Hi, this is Laura. And I understand we're going to be using one phone, so we're going to kind of move back and forth. So, Laura, and Erica, welcome. I realize you probably can't hear me, but welcome anyway, and we'll talk with you shortly here. Well, let's talk about the road tour, which is part of Backpacker Magazine's Get Out More campaign. Where are you right now?
Right now we are in Denver, Colorado. We are 2 months into our six-month-long tour.
Wow, that's exciting. 2 months on the road.
Uh-huh.
And you started out where?
We started out in Hamburg, Pennsylvania, at Cabela's.
Okay.
And then we headed down the East Coast, made several stops in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, and then we headed west.
And you're going to keep this up for another 4 months?
Yes, we are.
So, briefly, where are you going to head from here so the people may know where when you're coming?
From here, we are heading to New Mexico, Albuquerque, and Santa Fe. Then we'll be in Tucson, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, San Diego, California, and we'll be heading up the West Coast.
Now, what's your mission? I hear it's supposed to be about getting people to get out more. Backpackers does this on a regular basis. This is this year's campaign. Let's talk about helping people get out more. What are you guys up to?
Our mission is basically just to reach audiences across America and show them what the great outdoors has to offer. It's a great playground for you, and to encourage them to get out there and enjoy it.
And so what do you do to help people accomplish that mission?
We give presentations at retailers on hiking and backpacking. It's about an hour long. Give them the basics of trail fitness, trip planning, food, water, anything and everything you need to know about gear. We also set up a booth at festivals. We just set up here at the Boulder Creek Festival here in Colorado. We meet with college students, and we do hikes and trail cleanups.
And about how many demonstrations do you expect to carry out over this six-month journey?
It will be over 60.
Wow. Well, you know what? That sounds like a lot of fun to me.
It's a blast.
I mean, you know, to get out there and to travel, first of all, and see the country. Have you ever had a chance to do that before?
I have not. I grew up in a small town in Missouri, and this is my opportunity to see the world.
So what do you think of this world as you see it?
I love it. It's a big world, and there's so much to see.
You're also meeting lots and lots of people. That has to be fun.
You know, that's one of the things we have found to be the most fun part of the tour is the people we meet. They are great. They're happy. They're out there enjoying life and hiking and just people from all walks of life. So it's been a real great fun.
Well, Laura, let's talk to Eric for a moment. We'll come back to you.
All right.
We'll kind of continue, and it's great, and we'll talk with you shortly. So put Eric on the line there and have him say hello.
Hi, Sydney.
Hey, Eric, good to talk with you. Say, listen, we've got a little background. Now, you two are on this adventure, and you know, I'm going to ask the guy here. I'm a guy, and I understand that actually hiking in the outdoors can actually be fairly good for a romantic life. Tell us that story. Let's have a guy's version on this.
Actually, it can be, and I think one of the things is I feel very fortunate that Laura and I both share the same passion of enjoying the outdoors, and so when we're out there and we're hiking and backpacking and camping and stuff like that, I can't think of any better quality time for us to share together.
It is an amazing way to connect. It certainly is, and share a sense of wonder and really enliven our spirits and harmonize them. It's a great way to do that. Well, listen, let's talk about kind of what you guys are talking about, and that has to do with how to help people enjoy and have a safe experience and get out more. So let's talk about what people should think about. Let's talk about, for example, planning. Let's start with that, because I think it's important to plan.
It really is, and that's one of the critical pieces. And what we like to tell people is to kind of decide how much time you want to spend outdoors, anywhere from a day hike to an overnight or weekend trip, or if you want to head out for weeks or longer. Once people have made that decision, we recommend that they really do the research, talk to local trail clubs, retailers, outfitters, use guidebooks, websites, and really get the kind of an idea of where it is that you're going to be experiencing.
Now, you know, one of the things, you don't really have to get in a car and travel a couple hundred miles to go for a reasonable hike or an overnight, do you?
Absolutely not. We try to encourage people to take advantage of what's in their own backyard. A lot of time there's great state parks, even local parks and stuff like that, that you can go out and really enjoy and experience. And also, that's a great way to kind of build experience as far as how to camp and do stuff like that.
And, of course, it's always great to talk with people, your friends and neighbors who possibly have some experience in that, because that's a really terrific source to find out firsthand experience of where things are that are fun or exciting or interesting.
Absolutely. You know, if someone else has learned the experience and the lessons already, go ahead and utilize those lessons there.
And, of course, that's one of the missions that you're doing, is you have a lot of experience and knowledge, and you're able to bring this as you travel around. Let's talk about some gear, too, because, you know, obviously a lot of people go out all the time, but let's talk about some basic gear concerns.
One of the main things that we like to tell people is probably the most critical piece of gear out there is good footwear. If your feet are not happy, you're not going to have a very fun trip. So we really recommend that people focus on footwear and get the right fit. And you can do that by going to retailers and outfitters that are experienced in that, and they can really help you make sure that the boot or the shoe that you're getting is what you need.
Now, you know, a long time ago when I first started hiking, heavy boots were in, leather, big, heavy, Vibram soles and things like that. And I think there's been quite a change in terms of gear in that regard. Why don't you tell us about some of the options hikers now have in terms of foot gear?
You know, it's interesting, Sydney, because one of our big tips is we tell people to make sure to not overboot. And by that, we mean don't get a boot that's too heavy for what it is you're doing. There are just tons of options out there for lightweight day hikers and boots. So if you're only going out for day hikes, don't have to break in this big, heavy boot that might take 2 or 3 weeks to do that. So there are a lot of great options out there.
You know, the issue of breaking in a boot is critical because, again, particularly with some of the heavier boots, you can get yourself into a mess of trouble with very, very sore feet, and it makes it impossible to actually wear the boot, you know.
It really does, and nothing ruins a trip faster than big blisters on the feet.
Absolutely, and also the weight is an issue. So look at the options. There's lots. Also, socks, I know, are important. Let's talk a little bit about that because that's where the foot meets the boot.
It is, and what we like to say is you need to think of your shoe wear that you're wearing and your socks as a system. So whenever you're trying on your footwear to go hiking and backpacking, make sure to take the socks that you're going to wear on the trail out there with you. Also, we recommend that people stay away from cotton socks. They can absorb the moisture, and that can just lead to a lot of big issues there. So there's a lot of great options out there for trail socks. Thorlow's is one of our sponsors for the tour, so that's a great choice as well. But that is a critical piece.
Okay, there's things like backpacks, clothing, navigation, hydration. Why don't you just go ahead and give our listeners a short course in some of those things?
Some quick things is backpacks are very essential when you're out there hiking and backpacking. One of the key steps is you need to make sure that you wear a backpack and not carry it. And you can do that by making sure that you know your torso length. So if you go to any reputable outfitter or retailer, they'll have staff there that can measure your torso length, and you want to make sure that you buy a backpack that fits your specific torso length.
Also, talk about day packs, rucksacks, backpack, and kind of their appropriateness.
You bet. For a day hike, something, a backpack with around 2,000 cubic inches is a great size. What that lets you do is to carry along extra clothing like rain gear or something like that, but also the food that you might need for a day hike. Overnight packs, a great size is up to about 3,500 or 4,000 cubic inches. So that would hold anything for an overnight or weekend trip. And then if you're planning on heading out for weeks or longer, we recommend that you get a pack that's about 4,500 cubic inches or bigger. And that should be plenty big to hold anything you need for a week-long trip.
I tell you what. Now, Eric, you got a great voice. But I also like Laura's voice. Why don't we talk? Let's have Laura get back on the phone here because I want to talk with you both. And let's continue our conversation. Laura, when you're on, just say hello.
Sounds great.
And so, Laura, when you get on, let me know. I'd like to talk a little bit now. We're continuing about kind of thinking about gear. Let's talk about clothing.
All right, I'm on.
Yeah, you are.
Talk about clothing. You would ask the girl that. You think I'm into fashion?
Maybe, who knows, maybe it's fashionable. Maybe there's high fashion hiking. I don't know. Is there?
There is fashionable hiking clothes out there. But the most important thing to consider whenever you're thinking about how to dress in the clothes in the outdoors is layering. And we use three W's whenever we're layering in the outdoors. Those W's are wicking, warm, and wind. And what we mean by that is the base layer next to your skin should be made of specially designed polyesters that wick moisture away from your skin. Again, we don't recommend wearing cotton. And that second layer is a warmth layer, like a fleece that traps body-warmed air to help keep you warm. And then that final layer, it should be made from laminated coatings or waterproof fabrics to protect you from rain, wind, and snow, those types of things.
Well, that's a really wonderful arena because you can get into a gear store and get lost for hours just trying to figure out all the miraculous combinations that are available.
Yes, you can. I didn't really think I was much of a clothes person until I started hiking.
Well, it's important. I mean, if you start overheating and things like that and it's difficult for you to cool off, you're in trouble. Or if you're not warm enough and you start cooling off, you're in trouble again. So this concept of layering is really critical. Well, now let's talk also about hydration because that's it's bottom line, probably one of the most important concerns.
Yes, you're right. Hydration, you know, water is just as important as food, although some people don't realize that. We say on the trail, people should drink anywhere from a half to a full quart of water every hour on the trail. And most people think that's a lot of water, but that's what is necessary to hydrate your body on the trail. And you have two options when carrying your water. Nowadays, they have backpacks that are bladder compatible, so you have it readily accessible to you, or you can use containers like the Rubbermaid, the brand new HydroGear bottles.
Right. Some of the built-in hydration systems and backpacks also are just so incredibly convenient.
They are. They give you your hands are free to, you know, use trekking poles if you need to, carry a camera or whatever else you need to be carrying in your hands, eating while you're on the trail.
Now, there is the overnight concerns, too. I mean, we've been kind of talking about just getting out there and hiking around. But Laura, why don't you talk about tents?
Oh, about tents.
Tents and sleeping bags. Then we're going to get back to Eric, okay? We're going to talk about some guy stuff like gear, like high-tech stuff. But anyway, tents and sleeping bags, that's really important.
Now, the two things you need to consider when you're looking for a tent is how much space and how much weight the tent weighs. So what I mean by that is how many people will be using the tent, and also if you're going to be doing a lot of overnight or week-long trips, you're probably going to be carrying that tent in your backpack, so you're going to want to look for a tent that is lighter in weight.
Absolutely right. How about bags? Because that's another arena that, boy, where do you get started with that one?
Sleeping bags, well, since I'm female, the first thing I need to say is there are gender-specific sleeping bags. So a female no longer has to go buy a bag that is made for a man's body. There are female-specific bags that will help keep her warm in the outdoors.
Okay, and of course people can find out and be fitted and learn really hands-on about these things when they come to your demonstrations around the country. You know, Laura, thank you. Let's talk. Get Eric back on the phone here.
All right,
and we'll talk again, hopefully, or maybe not. We're kind of getting short on time here, but great talking to you, Laura.
Hi, Cindy. I'm back on.
Hey, listen, let's talk about high-tech stuff, because, you know, there's a lot of great things that are happening. Probably the two hottest items right now seem to be GPS systems and lighting. Would you agree with that?
Actually, GPS is a very, very useful tool out there. If there's some people that are a little bit afraid that GPS might be a little bit too high-tech for them, the good news is that Backpacker Magazine actually is the first GPS-enabled magazine. They have great articles on what GPS is, how to use it, and what to look for when you're buying a unit. Also, the really neat thing is that all of the hikes now that they talk about in the magazine have GPS waypoints that readers can go ahead and plug into their units, and they can follow along in the same footsteps that the editors walked in.
You know what? We're getting close to the end of the show here, so why don't you tell us where you're going to be next so that people can be aware of that, and then also tell us how they can keep in touch through the website.
You betcha. On Saturday, we're going to be at a REI-sponsored cook-off at Chatfield State Park in Denver. And then the following Sunday, we're going to be at the REI in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
And let's go to www.backpacker.com to find out more.
Absolutely. And then if anyone's interested in contacting us directly, roadteam@backpacker.com, and we'll be able to get the email.
Thank you, Eric and Laura Poole, Backpacker Magazine's Road Team, for making a stop here on the Wild Side News. The adventure continues here